Do we have Daniel, Alyssa, Eric, Catherine? Is everybody there?
Yes.
I'm here. Yes.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and get started? Let's see, Eric, if you could just start us out. And like I said, we'll be recording here. Let me first just give a very brief description of the Youth Observer for the record. The Youth Observer to the UUA Board of Trustees is one of the primary youth voices on the Board of Trustees, along with the Youth Trustee. The Youth Observer is officially, in addition to representing all youth voices, a tie between the UUA Board and the General Assembly Youth Caucus. The Youth Observer used to be chosen at GA Youth Caucus, but in recent years has following the recommendation from the Youth Ministry Advisory Committee, we've moved towards electing the Youth Observer through this national process that allows youth to vote in their home congregations through paper ballot or online. So that's where we are today, and we have four candidates with us who have decided to run for Youth Observer. So by way of a little introduction, we'll allow them all to say hello and introduce themselves. So let's start with Eric Dittmars.
All right. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm a sophomore this year. When I go into the term, I'll be a junior. I'm from South Lake, Texas, Pathways Unitarian Universalist Church. I'm 16 years old. Is there anything else you want me to say?
Maybe just something about why you wanted to run for Youth Observer?
Well, Unitarian Universalism, and especially the youth programs within Unitarian Universalism, have meant so much to me and allowed me to grow so much as a leader. And during my first year at GA, I noticed that a lot of the districts and a lot of the people didn't have that experience. And I feel like for Unitarian Universalism to stay relevant, we have to make sure that we further the youth as one of our main interests. So as a youth observer, and assuming that I become a youth trustee afterwards, I would like to sort of, I don't know if standardize is the right word, but further either YRUU or whatever we choose to call it, throughout Unitarian Universalism, and make sure that the youth feel integrated within our churches, because, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you, Eric. Moving along, I now have the PowerPoint presentation loaded, so you can see that on one of your tabs at the top. And Catherine Allen, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I will be a senior next year, and I go to Unity Church Unitarian in St. Paul, Minnesota. I have really grown a lot through my work with Unitarian Universalism, and especially at the national level. And I've learned a lot about congregations across the country. And I realized that my best way to serve youth is through meetings. And I really feel a calling towards that. And I feel like this would be a great opportunity for me to really help other youth out and make sure that our voice is heard at the national level.
Great. Thank you, Catherine. Daniel, tell us about yourself and why you decided to run for Youth Observer.
I'm Daniel. I'm going to be a senior next year for the Youth Observer position. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, and I go to the Mountain Vista UU Congregation in Northwest Tucson. I wanted to run for Youth Observer because something that I saw at GA was a lot of people, like a lot of the different youth that were there, were the ones who were really integrated and involved with their congregation. But something that I saw with a very large majority of those people was that they were the only ones that were involved in their congregations, or their youth group was lacking, or there was this problem or that. So I want to bring those problems that the different youth have to the general board's attention to try and see if they have any ideas to try and solve this, and not only that, but give resources to the youth who are really involved so that they can experiment and try and figure out how we can get more involvement.
Great. Thank you, Daniel. And Alyssa?
I will be a senior this coming next year, and I go to Saltwater Unitarian Universalist Church in Des Moines, Washington, and that's the state, not D.C. The reason why I'm running for Youth Observer is because, like myself, Eric mentioned this, but I have had some very powerful experiences with youth leadership, especially with our district conferences, and I've really found why I love Unitarian Universalism with my youth community. And last year was my first GA, and that basically all those experiences kind of combined and really exploded in me. And really, I came back feeling like I've fallen in love with this faith all over again. And I want to bring why youth community rocks and why we love youth community to the national level. And I want our voices to be heard. And I think there's a lot this association can learn about youth community, and we're working on that. And I think we have a long way to go. That's why I want to be youth observer.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Alyssa. Now I'd like to ask each of you a question. I'll go in the reverse order here. And I'd like to hear you talk about one thing that you see going on in your congregation or your district, one good thing you see going on in youth ministry, and one thing you'd like to work on changing if you were to be elected youth observer. So we'll start with Alyssa.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Just one thing that you like about youth ministry today, and one thing that you'd like to work to change if you were youth observer.
I guess we have a lot of opportunities with youth ministry with our association. However, getting the word out there about them, it seems to be kind of lacking, at least from what I can see with my own district. You kind of have to be there at a certain time to really be able to get that information. So somehow broadcasting these different opportunities more widely spread to more people, and for more people to understand what's going on a national level with youth ministry in general. So those are kind of two things combined.
Great. Thanks, Alyssa. Daniel, what are your thoughts? One thing that you like, one thing you'd try to change?
Well, one thing that I really like about what I see in my district is we've got a lot of really great leaders. We've got a lot of people who want to be integrated and who dean comms and camps and chaplain, and we've got a lot of that leadership going on. One thing that I don't see as much is connection with the different churches. So that's like Alyssa said, we just need to have that connection going on so that one church will know what another church is without having to be there. Like, for instance, my church never knew that there were comms until we went to the senior high camp. I would just like to change that so that everyone would know everything and be able to access the different resources different groups can offer. And if we are more connected on a national level and on a district level, then the word will get out easier and there will just be much more connectivity. And we really will have a louder voice.
Great. Thank you, Daniel. Catherine?
Some things I really love about my district is I see a lot of potential energy in my district. We have a lot of
really amazing youth here who could do a lot. And I guess the thing that I'm going to really would like to see changed is that we're not really fully utilizing all that potential energy. So that's actually something that I'm working on right now, is to figure out a better con structure and things like that, especially in my area, to really help invigorate youth and give them leadership opportunities, and so that they can learn so much more about their faith and about themselves.
Great. Thank you, Catherine. And Eric.
All right. Well, in my district, something I really like is that our youth and youth as I've seen in Unitarian Universalism and then at large is that we have this dynamic energy to cause change in wherever we are. You can look throughout the various movements that are going on, and you'll notice that a lot of the people who are participating and even leading are relatively young people. And I think that a lot like what Catherine said, is that they have this energy, and the problem is we need to focus it a little bit better. I think one of the ways to do that is to increase communication, maybe by having an open forum where people can share ideas, because I know each district does things a little bit differently, and some of the districts have these genius ideas. Like I was reading about an advisor in the, Pacific Central District who had this way of organizing YRUU that I thought was absolutely ingenious, and if we had that here, it would have solved a lot of problems. And I feel like if we had an open forum about that, we'd be able to avoid those problems and then grow stronger as a faith. Then also, part of getting the word out there is making sure that everybody can hear the word. I feel like a lot of times the people who are like applying for these positions have the money and the resources to be able to go to things like GA. There's a ton of leaders around where I live that simply don't have the money to go to leadership training conferences, GA camps, leadership camps. And because of this, we're losing a lot of the dynamic energy and a lot of the potential that they bring to the table. And if I'm elected, I would like to change that a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Eric. One final question for all of you. And the question would be, for the folks who are voting, all the youth across the country, what they can expect from you in terms of your involvement, communication, in terms of how you're going to you would try to carry out your role if you were elected youth observer. So what folks can expect from you in this coming year? So whoever wants to jump in can go right ahead. Please identify yourself first.
Hi, this is Catherine. I guess that my number one goal would be to really be a support network for all the youth across the country and helping them connect with their districts and at GA and things like that, and really helping them to figure out what's best for them and what really makes them feel like Unitarian Universalism is working. I really want to make sure that every voice is heard, and I would love to be the person who people can come and tell me what's going on in their district so I can relay that information to other people and find what's best for everyone, I guess.
Great. Thank you, Catherine. Who else?
I'll go next. I'm Eric Dittmars. What I want to be as a youth observer is a servant leader. I don't want to be that guy who relays information down to you necessarily, but I want to be the person that you give information to. You say, this is a problem we have in our district. These are some of the ways that we would want to fix it. Can you make that happen? And I want to be the person that can say, yes, I can make that happen. I can bring this to the board. I can bring this to the UUA. And then I can take your solutions and show them to the rest of the Unitarian Universalist community, and they can either move it a little, move it around a little bit, change it, and make sure that they don't run into the same problems that the other people have. Another thing that I would like to do, if I'm elected, is I want to find a way to make sure that the UUA is more involved in youth programming, not necessarily as like a monetary thing, but as an almost I think it was actually Daniel who said this at the GA last year, kind of a YRUU for Dummies book or something that would allow people to go and look up, you know, how to do A, B, and C in their communities and further the youth experience to make sure that we keep having them come back, because I think one of the main problems that we're having currently is that since we're not held down, since Unitarian Universalism isn't a faith based around some sort of deity, and it's not a faith where we all come to church because we don't want to get set to this pit of fire and torture. It's a church based on community. And without the integration of the youth into the politics, into the bureaucracy, and into the inner workings of Unitarian Universalism, we'll lose them, because they'll see absolutely no reason to come to church. And if we lose them, then we lose the dynamic force, and we lose the force for change, and then we fade off into the distance, and Unitarian Universalism effectively dies. And I think that, my leadership style of being able to go into a scenario and collect information from the people and do what makes everybody happy and also gets the job done would make me a good choice.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
I'll go. This is Daniel, and yeah, that was my idea. I completely forgot about it, but that's, yeah, it would be great. But what you can expect from me is essentially connection. That's my primary goal. I would go to the district boards and the YACs and the different systems that there are and talk to the people who are in charge of those to try and find out what the problems are in those districts. Because this year I spent on my YUU board as the social action coordinator, and at first I thought everyone would be raring about immigration because that's what GA is going to be about. But then in fact, there wasn't really too much interest in immigration until we had someone come and talk about it. And that surprised me, and I expect that the same things is going to happen with youth all over the country. I want to go to the different boards, the different YACs, and the different systems, and find out what really fires youth up, what matters to the youth today. Because I'm sure that I don't have all the answers, or that I don't know everything, or that I've any of that. I want to go directly to the people and find out, and then connect people. Get email DREs, like one mass email to all the DREs about GA and about different events, like this, for instance, to get people knowledgeable about the fact that you can vote. I didn't know there was a youth observer to the adult board until last year when my friend asked me to vote. I want to get people integrated and call up churches or YACs, or get people to help raise funding for different people to go to GA and everything like that. I want to first discover what youth want, and then connect the youth, and then integrate what I find there.
Great. Thanks, Daniel. And Alyssa?
I want a open dialogue between myself and everyone, basically, the whole youth community. I just don't want to be the person, as I believe Eric was saying, oh, these are my ideas, but I want also people to come to me. And I believe by connecting districts and different youth groups and congregations, as pretty much everyone else has been saying, that is the best way to really grow and to really strengthen and to get different ideas. And I don't think that should just happen at General Assembly, where there's only 200 of us. It needs to happen all year round. It needs to happen all the time. And I believe I can do that as youth observer by helping connect each other and creating an open dialogue so that hopefully all youth groups across the nation will know what's going on nationally wise, and they can go and get their information and send information and et cetera.
Okay, great. I'm going to go through one last time in our first order, Eric, followed by Catherine, then Daniel, then Alyssa, and just give us one or two sentences of closing statements that you want folks to hear at the end of this call. So, Eric, a short closing statement.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say thank you for hearing me out. I know that I can talk a little bit, and I appreciate you getting to this point. I would also like to say that all of everyone here is really, really talented, and everybody has the ability to lead the Youth Observer, and no matter who you choose, I'm sure they'll be absolutely outstanding. The reason that I'm running, though, and that I think that I'm different is because I am younger. Since I'm going to be a junior during the time of my Youth Observer, that means that I'll still be in the YRU program when I become a trustee, meaning that I'll still have that connection with the youth and the people that I'm representing. This will allow me to not just get these ambiguous emails from people about what they want to do, but actually go in and facilitate discussion with the youth that I'll be representing. By allowing me to do this, I'll be able to more accurately portray to the board what the youth want to see, and I'll be able to take that dynamic aspect that the youth have and push it forward. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Catherine, closing thoughts.
I guess I would say that through my time on the Youth Ministry Advisory Committee, I've really learned a lot about youth ministry, not just in the Prairie Star District, but across the nation. And I want to be able to take all this information that I've gathered about past youth ministry and present youth ministry everywhere and find a way to take that to the board and show them what needs to be done and also to be that connection between people. I truly believe that this is the best way for me to help youth ministry, and that this is my calling.
Thank you, Catherine. Daniel, closing thoughts.
Yeah, like Eric said, thanks for listening. This is really, it's great to vote, and it gives everyone a voice. But what I want to do is I want to take an active role in connecting the community. And that's what I'll give. I'll put my best effort at trying to make sure everyone's voice is heard. And yes, we're gonna have a lot of different voices. So that'll involve the year after that, when I would be a trustee. I think you just go to trustee. Then that would involve taking active roles and compromising when we can compromise and not backing down when it's something that the youth really believe in. And that's what I'll try and do. I'll try and represent people as best as I can. And to do that, I will try and contact as many people as I can and talk to as many people as I can, actively searching for information on what do the youth care about. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. And Alyssa, close us out.
All right. As youth, we have so much energy and this was said throughout this conversation. And when we get together, I believe something magical happens. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but I think as youth, we have this power of our age, really. And I think when that power is, you know, connecting and throughout the country and thriving, that will help our association so much. And I can't wait to really bring that power and show that power to the board and to the greater, to the country and to our congregations, because so many adults and congregations don't know what happens in youth group or what happens at cons or what happens at youth caucus. They don't know. And I want to show that. And I want youth groups to connect with that. And even though as youth we might have a short shelf life, I believe that, you know, as youth leaders, we will continue on as young adult leaders and adult leaders. And I can't wait to work with that.
Great. Thank you so much, Alyssa. You've been listening to the question and answer session with the 2012-2013 Youth Observer candidates. That was Eric Dittmars, Catherine Allen, Daniel Martin, and Alyssa McDavid.
If you want to be able to vote for Youth Observer this year, you can go to uua.org/re/youth/leading/observer to find more information, or simply go to uua.org and search for Youth Observer. You can download a paper ballot, print that, and then scan an email or fax that in, or you can complete an online ballot, and you should receive an email confirmation that your ballot has been submitted. If you have any questions, please contact 617-948-4350 or email youth@uua.org. Ballots need to be received by midnight on Monday, April 23rd. So thank you all so much for participating, and have a great night. My name is Kerry McDonald. I'm the UUA's Director of Youth and Young Adult Ministries, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you this evening. All right, take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.